Mm-hmm. rapping, you're dissing the OGs. Dude, start packing, get up out the jungle while you can, before they tear your ass apart and leave you less than a man. I be snacking on the fruits of creativity, just get my belly full of hot lines and the beats. Always hungry for a brand spanking new recipe, so I'ma cook it up and see how it tastes to me. Then I put a garnish on it and say put it to the test. Some people say these more serious, some say it's the fucking best. Keep it spicy, keep it sweet, keep serving nothing beats. So many ingredients stirring up another yummy feat. So stop on by if you got time and take one of those seats, so you can enjoy the shrimp du bois served up by Honeybee. Too many duck corners just to get more fame. Keep on making me say we got to you. Be the humanist.
Everyone has dreams, goals, and aspirations in life. Whether good or ill, it's the way our brain works. I'm going to be honest, I didn't think for one second anyone would dare to listen to my voice and what I had to say about certain situations. I was doubtful until I started to see the numbers rise. I don't boast a lot of confidence because I do everything I have to do on my phone. I don't have Wi-Fi. The definition of work has changed for billions of dwellers on this plane we live on. Many would call people that have what it takes but don't get paid for it, volunteer workers. But But it seems that they do work the hardest. They just don't have the wage worthy of their efforts. Now, let's take a look at the music industry, which is taking on a new level with the free apps that are supposed to help you grow as an artist. Yes, you can write lyrics, make your music, and publish it. But when you don't see the real growth, especially with how much you've put in it, something's off. Independent artists have the difficulty that they have to self-promote because they're not signed by the top entertainment platforms like Sony, Warner Brothers, Universal. I work hard, just like the next host, but I don't have a lot of equipment to do it with, just an app and some patience. I have made my return back to music, which has the same undertones as my podcast does. This isn't something I just suddenly wanted to do. I had to put a lot of thought into it. For one, I had to get the hang of recording, adding music, adding effects, and yes, even a strong concept. I know that more plays come from investing, but the only thing I can make an investment with is my voice and what I have to say at this time. Once upon a time, that was the true currency, skills and communication. But now, it's all about getting... It's all about being a paid anything. It leads to people giving up before they even get started. And somehow, there are those that find a way. Talent and natural gifts are secondary to whether or not you can pay for their services. It's frustrating to the low-income artists that can only pay for what they can afford. It's sad because even the free apps make it difficult for truly talented individuals to go higher in their musical journey. Personally, if you got it, then go ahead and pay for what you need. But I'm speaking of the ones whom their income is restricted, fixed, and low. These are the diamonds that have yet to be polished. These are the rare flowers that have yet to be bloomed. I'm speaking of the ones that have just gotten into showcasing their long buried talents. Many have sought the easy way and fell into the deepest circle of the inferno and have yet to find their way back to heaven. Contracts signed, souls lost. Can we really find the music in our souls once more? Music is a portal, a gateway, a voice, a sound, and the most powerful force in the universe. It seems to me that whenever I hear really, really good songs, they're not getting as much exposure as they deserve. Music is still popular and powerful because it can make you feel something. And that's why it's still going to this day. Until next time, stand up, stand out, or stand down. Your choice.